We had planned last week to go down to the campgrounds and to surprise Brother Matt, who's down there, preacher was down there preaching this morning. And we told Kevin, I said, Kevin, we're going to come down there and surprise Matt and don't tell him we're coming. We're going to go down there and sing. And after the events of Friday night at Bob's, I said, Brother Bob, do you want to go down there and sing Sunday morning? He said, who's down there? I said, Matt. He said, oh, the guy that's trying to take my singing job, right? I said, yep. He said, we're going down to sing. And what a blessing it was. Amen, Terry? I mean, we were down there, and the guy sounded good, and just we were so warmly received. We were so warmly received that you knew without a shadow of doubt it's just what God wants us to do today. Bob, I know this is a tough day for you, brother. You know, I've been friends for a long time and been to a lot of things, sung a lot of songs, had a lot of tears, had a lot of laughter. And we know that today is a difficult day to be here. Somebody said to me, he said, oh my goodness, your church, you've just suffered such losses. On March 17th, we lost Brother Rich, your associate. Here you lost Sharon, who, trust me, folks, in the last months, Sharon had become, she'd grown closer to God, in my opinion. You know, I thought she'd grown closer to God, and now, family, the way we do it here, I say things, you disagree, you speak out, you say, you straighten me out, you know, that's all the rest of them do, so don't feel that you're out of place. They will do that. So, but I thought that she had, her walk with the Lord was closer than I think it had ever been in the time that I knew her. She'd come in and been such an integral part of the ladies' class. So many times Miss Ruby would come to me and she said, oh, you know that Sharon Mumford, she knows her, she is solid, she knows her Bible, she adds so much in class. And she loved, Jan, when you filled in here and just teaching 2 weeks ago. I can't find Jan. You're high enough. Okay. And I believe, and just, boy, and that Jan, she's solid. I had the opportunity 2 weeks ago when we had the wedding here on that Saturday. We just finished singing over at Calvary Road. Here, Bob and I and Matt, we beat feet and get across the parking lot over here for the wedding at 3 o'clock. We didn't finish over there singing until about quarter till. We came straight over. Heather, Matt, the wedding was beautiful that day. And before that wedding, Sharon was out in the parking lot. She was zipped here in flowers, and you did this, and you come over here and take this, but you come. I didn't see any canes going. I didn't see all that. She was doing wonderful. She was so excited. The wedding here was beautiful. We had a little reception up in Springfield. Just, I don't know, 15, 20 people there. And in walked Terry Lee and Jennifer. He says, well, my gift to you, we're going to sit up and play a little music here. And so the bride and groom got to dance a little bit. And I sit next to Sharon. She was bubbly. Yep. She was. She was just, I was trying to eat and she's grabbed my arm. You know how that is sometimes? Oh, I just want to tell you this. I just want to tell you. Oh, I just want, you know how people do that sometimes, you know. And she was just bubbly over the joy that she felt for the way that God had made that day turn out. Now, in our scripture, and I'm going to read from Joshua, the first chapter. I'm just going to share with you a few minutes. Then we are going to serve communion. What a beautiful day to serve communion on. But I believe that it all ties in with the way that God is speaking to us today. If that's me, go, that's no problem. That's no problem. Don't worry about it. When we question a bit, and we always have questions when God's will is done, it's simply normal, folks. You question why. God answers prayer, in his own way and in his own time. That we know. But this morning I want to try to lift your hearts by reading the first chapter of the book of Joshua. I'm going to drop all the way down. This is a story of how after Moses died, that God spoke to Joshua. He'd been preparing him for 40 years in the wilderness for the job that he wanted him to do. And he told him about the wonderful things that he and his people were going to receive simply because they were faithful to God. Down in the 8th verse, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing on the reading of your word today. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. For the Lord of God is with you wherever you will go. A writer, Doug Oldie, said one time, he said, "There is a God, and you're not Him. There is a God, and you're not Him." Abraham Lincoln one time was approached, someone who was trying to flatter him. And he said, "President Lincoln, back in our home state, they say that the welfare of the country depends upon God and Abraham Lincoln." And President Lincoln stopped him. He said, "Well, sir, you are half right." He says, "Because with divine assistance, I cannot fail. With divine assistance, I cannot fail." I believe that God had His hand upon all of this. When I read the scripture, and I picked out the scripture last week, when I was looking at it, and I read that part about how you will meditate upon God's word. Then as I was there on Friday night and I heard the girls talk about how their mother had opened her Bible and prayed every day, reading God's Word. When I saw the warmth, when I saw the care, when I saw the emotions and boy, there's no way to deal with something like this without emotions just fluctuating back and forth. And although you may not realize, this is a very shy family here, folks, in case you didn't realize it. I saw an outpouring of warmth and love. Nobody realized, and I know you'll have questions in your mind, and girls help me on this, but what I was told is Sharon had a very painful night the night before. And the pain was so great that she actually prayed for God to take her on home. And that morning, when her body was in such pain, but still I believe she washed dishes that day, she didn't know, right? And someone had brought over chicken noodle soup, wasn't it? And as Brother Bob got home that afternoon, and he went inside and saw Sharon there just sleeping. And he was told, don't wake her up. Don't wake her up. And after he took care of the work they had to do, because he was scheduled to work the next day, working on trucks, came in, and as he went to give a hug, he realized that she was cold as ice and was in the arms of Jesus. Let me tell you something, folks. You don't plan on these things. You don't plan on these things happening in your life. The past Monday, I had the great opportunity to go have lunch with Barbara Gillies. And over the last month and a half or so, and for all the things we did, all the dealings we had, that was the first time that she and I got to sit down alone. We kind of smiled. I said, boy, we've seen a lot of each other, but with a whole lot of people around here in the last. And we simply got to go and have lunch and take care of some items and just share. And I was so moved when she commented about how God had allowed things to happen with his perfect timing, with Brother Rich and his passing. But she says, the only thing, Charlie, that I, and as the tears were beginning to flow, had I have known that that morning would have been his last morning that I would see him on this side, I would have planned a little better goodbye. I said, Barbara, the way that the two of you have lived your lives, you were always saying how much you cared one for another. On Friday night when I was at Bob's house and he's crying like a big old baby, or like he will this morning, you're going to hopefully at the end of the service after we have communion, you're going to put your arms around him and say, brother, we care for you, we love you. Because that's a man who loved his wife. She loved him. And there were things that were said in this past week that when I was hearing about this could only have been of God. I believe that. Because I serve a God who is with me wherever I go. Who is concerned about my coming, my going, every place that my foot shall set down, God is there with me. I could have you stand up around this congregation. The testimonies would happen about the wonderful things that God has done within our lives. And then also I could go around this congregation and these folks could share things with you that would turn your hair white. Amen. Amen. I serve a God who is with us. There is nothing that you can say. There is no comment you can make. There is nothing that can bring comfort to a fellow that's lost a loved one, to girls that have lost a mother, to grandchildren that have lost a dear, 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 dear grandmother. There's nothing you can do or say that'll bring comfort like the knowledge that God is with us. I believe that. Somebody said, my goodness, how sad and unfortunate for your church to suffer these losses. And to that individual, I said this. I said, no. I said, what a wonderful opportunity that we have had, that these people have come in to our midst. that have been part of classes, that have been a part of sharing the love of God, that we had the laughter together, we had the tears together, we have worshiped God together, we have felt the joy of the Lord together. No, we as a church had that opportunity. And praise be God. Jane asked me this morning, "Pastor, what kind of good time do you think Sharon and Rich are having this morning?" So, Jane, thank you for your sermon today. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray, and in just a moment, I'm going to ask the deacons to come forward. We're going to serve communion. We're going to ask every one of you participate. Then we're done. The folks are going to play something, and you just make sure you come and show these folks your love. Heavenly Father, we've been in your house. We felt your presence. What a privilege to be in God's house today. A day that although we have sorrow, our hearts are bursting, God. But at the same time, we feel joy in the fact that you are with us. Wherever we go, whatever we do, God, you are with us. You care for us. You love us. God, let us do our best to thank you. And Heavenly Father, as we partake of this wafer, which represents the body that was broken, as we partake of this small cup of juice that represents the blood that was shed, as you told us to do in your word, let us just at this moment take time to say, God, thank you, thank you, thank you for sending your Son to die upon a cross. So this death has no pain, it has no sting, it has no victory over us because of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen.